you, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. You are the I am that I am. You, all glory belongs to you, our God. No man on earth can receive your glory. No man on earth can be equal to you. We exalt and appreciate you. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are wiser yet than the wisest. You are the greatest of all times. We bless and magnify you. We appreciate you for the dawning of a new day. We thank you for the journey so far. We thank you because you are good to us. We thank you because you love us. We thank you because we enjoy your love on a daily basis. We give you all the glory. We ascribe all our praises to you. We lay it to heart to say thank you, God, because you are good and your mercies endure forever. We thank you for victories, for deliverance. We thank you for healing, for help. We thank you because we enjoy your grace. We thank you because your mercy has been speaking for us in volumes. We give you all the glory. We say thank you, Jesus. This is the dawning of another day. We come to you this morning and we say thank you, Jesus. From the depth of our hearts, we magnify you. We give you all the glory. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another weekend, the seventh day in the month of February. God has been good to us from the beginning of this year to this hour. Mercy has said no. I want us to make these declarations in faith that in the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go forward in the strength of the Lord. I go forward in the grace of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord speak volumes for me in the name of Jesus. I will be helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I soar on the wings of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of the Lord rest upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. The physical, the spiritual blessings are my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack the help of the Lord on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not lack the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of the Lord shines on me. I will arise in strength, in power, and in might. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me to do greater things in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord evacuates every darkness in every areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my going out. It is well with my coming in. The blessings of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another weekend. We're grateful to God for what He has done. And we've been discussing the topic Arise and Shine from the beginning of February. And the anchor scripture has been taken from Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 2. It says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Second verse is, the only way that we can arise and shine is when the Lord arises on us. I pray that as we go out today, that the Lord will arise upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. And the glory of the Lord will be seen in every areas of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to go to the Bible verse that we read yesterday that was taken from the book of Luke chapter 15 from verse 17 to 24. So we are using that anchor scripture again. He says, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me little one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. I pray that we all will enjoy the compassion of God in every areas that we have heard in Jesus' name. Amen. And his father saw him and had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to marry. May the Lord bless the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. I pray that the entrance of the word of God will shed light and understanding to us as we proceed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll start like this. The reason for our rising is the glory of God, because the verse 2 said, but the Lord will arise on you and his glory will be seen upon you. So what can make us rise is the glory of God. Without the glory of God, there can be no rising. This topic that we are discussing, arise and shine, if God is absent from the arising and shining, there will be no rising. No matter the effort we make as human, it will not work, and it cannot work because the glory is absent. It is the glory that makes the difference. The glory is the light. The glory is the essence of our rising. I pray that we will not miss the glory of God in every areas of our rising in Jesus' name. The glory of God means understanding. The glory of God is understanding. And understanding is having or possessing light. When we possess light, that means we have gotten understanding. And the light of God brings illumination. The light of God supplies light to us. And when we get the supply of the light of God, it causes emergence in our lives. An emergence is coming forth. It is only the light of God that can make us come forth. It is only the light of God that can make us arise and shine. So when we have the understanding of the light of God, it causes us to come forth from every concealment. It makes us to arise to a new view. It makes our appearing to glow. God's light opens us to understanding of him. When we get the emergence of the light of God, he opens us to the understanding of him. He opens us to his life, his acts, and his knowledge. When the light shone on Paul, who told him, or who gave him that knowledge at that instance, that he was fighting against God? It was when the light of God shone on him, he grasped the knowledge of the understanding of who God is. That's why he said, who are you, God? When God told him that, why are you persecuting me? But he said, who are you, God? No one can give us light except God illuminates our understanding with the knowledge of him. No one can have the light of God unless the person comes in contact with the knowledge of God. Arising is having the understanding of the knowledge. Who is this knowledge? The knowledge is Jesus Christ. That was why the Bible says he has given us the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Jesus is the knowledge of God. When we come in contact with Jesus, when we give our lives and surrender our all to him, we have our eyes is open to the knowledge of who God is. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. Lack of knowledge is ignorance, and ignorance is darkness. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2 says, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But it's only the people that will shine are the people that comes in contact with the knowledge of God. It's the verse 2 said, and I will arise upon you, the Lord will arise upon us to shed light to us and bring us out of darkness. So it is the appearance and the illumination of the light of God that takes us out of ignorance. And when we are out of ignorance, we have the understanding of who the light is. And the light shines on us on a daily basis to transform us, to make us better. The people that get illumination, that get the supply of God, get transformed on a daily basis, and they go through the process of growth to become better as time goes on. When there is no supply of light, there is no understanding of God's knowledge. And when we lack the understanding of his knowledge, we are in darkness. We will not be able to arise. Staying in the place of ignorance is staying in darkness. It is staying in the place of stagnancy, staying in the place that lacks motion. But the light of God is the spark that makes us to move. The light of God is the one that moves us from the place of concealment. It is the one that makes us to arise and come forth out of everything that is enveloping us. The prodigal son lacked understanding. He went to his father and he asked for his portion. It wasn't a wrong thing to ask for his portion from God, but he asked it. For his portion in lack of understanding of who the light was. So after collecting it, that was what made him to collect his portion, and he traveled far away thinking he was wise in his own sight, not knowing that he was taking a foolish act. He went there and squandered all his money, and he felt that, yes, I've spent all the money, I can still survive. He tried everything he could in his own strength as human, but everything failed. It was until the light, he grasped the understanding of this of the light. He came back to his senses. He said, why will I stay here and continue to suffer when my father has a lot of servants and the least servant is not even suffering the way I am suffering? The understanding made him realize that he has been making a foolish decision. So he decided to come back. He said, I will go back to my father. And in his mind, he said, I will tell him to make me one of his hired servants. The highest of all. At least if I can never become the son anymore, at least I can still be a servant and find a place there. But he did not know that the thought God had for him was big, was greater than his own small reasoning. And that is how we are today. The Bible says, the thought I have for you is of good and of peace, to give us an expected end. We are always tempted to believe the words of human, to believe the voice of negativity, to believe the word that is contrary against the will of God for our life. And we fail to acknowledge the word that carries light, the word who is light, that is ready to transform us on daily basis. He says his thought for us is of good and of evil, is and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. That future is arising and shining. For every area we find ourselves, the thought of God is for us to arise and shine. Until we get the understanding of the light of God, until we get the understanding of the knowledge of who God is through Jesus Christ, we cannot arise. So the prodigal son rose and went back to his father, and he said, he acknowledged his sin, said, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against heaven. And the light of God caused a transformation in his life. He was restored back. He wasn't made a servant. He was restored back. If you remember that when the light shone on Jesus' tomb, the guards that were kept there to prevent Jesus from rising, whereas dead men, they couldn't do anything. Because the light carries great essence, it carries power. When we allow the light of God into our life, it changes everything about us and it causes us to arise. It causes us to arise on and walk on our high places. Until we get alignment, until we go back to that light, we are not ready to be transformed. We are not ready to arise. Our arising and our shining is only gotten, it can only be better in going back to our source. And our source is God. And in God is life. In God, he gave us Jesus to get our life transformed. We'll be stopping here because of time and space. And if the Lord permits us to continue next week, we will continue. Brethren, I want us to know that the absence of light is darkness. May we not walk in darkness in Jesus' name. Any life that walks in darkness is detrimental. The absence of light, which is ignorance, is detrimental to our rising. It keeps us from rising. It makes us to lack the understanding we need to rise and to shine. I want us to pray this prayer. That Father, let your light shine on me daily. Romans chapter 12, the verse 2 says, he said, transformation comes by the renewal of our mind. That means it must be a continuous journey, a daily journey. Renew our mind with the light of God. That Father, let your light shine on me on the daily basis. Let your light renew my mind on the daily basis. Let your light be my anchor and my source on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to say the second prayer with me. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18, it says that our eyes of understanding may be open. Let's say that, Father, open my eyes of understanding that I may know the hope of your calling for me. Because God is calling every one of us to arise and shine in our places, in our spaces. Because he has called us for different purposes. And everyone needs to arise in his own capacity. Everyone needs to arise in his own space. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me to know the hope of your calling. Help me to know the hope of you telling me to arise and shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, open my eyes of understanding. Tear every veil that is preventing my eyes from seeing you, from knowing you, from having the understanding of who you are, from walking in the understanding of your knowledge, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us also pray that, Lord, that I will know the riches of the glory of your inheritance over me. Open my eyes. Help me to know the riches. The knowing of the riches is understanding. Give me the understanding of the riches of your glory, the riches of the glory of his inheritance for me. Help me to know it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Father, the next one is, Father, help me to know the exceeding greatness of your power towards me. Open my eyes to know the exceeding greatness of your power towards me, because I believe you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this be my portion. Hold me by your hands and lift me up. Let your light shine daily on me. Let your light teach me what to do part time. The light showed Paul, Saul, what to do. He said, go to this place and I will tell you what to do. That God, I want to know what to do part time. I want to know what to do daily. Help me, open my eyes of understanding. Give me the heart of flesh to know what you want me to do. And as you are teaching me and instructing me, give me the listening ear to listen and to trust and obey you part time, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I want us to use this minute to pray for Nigeria, that the mercy of God will reign in the name of Jesus. We speak the collective word to Nigeria. We say you will arise and shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Your freedom on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of God will transform you, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I'm using this video to remind us that our program, our 1 hour prayer launch, is next week Thursday. And as you join us, either online or on site, the Lord is with us and he will answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. As we round off today, like we know, Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, and we can only secure eternal life through Jesus. The Bible says, come unto me and I will give you rest. It will transform our lives and it will make a better person out of us. Give your life to Jesus. Do not struggle your life with him, and let him cause a transformation to make you a better person. God will help us in Jesus' name as we journey. We will keep moving. The light of God will continually show us the knowledge and the way so that we can make it to heaven in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Good morning once again. Have a wonderful weekend.